What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
Welcome back to another Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast episode.
Yeah.
Got that all out there.
Yeah, you did.
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel, and I'll let my handsome husband introduce himself.
This is Marcus Tanksley the First.
Yeah, you are. You the first. You're not the last, but you are my everything. Hey, what's that from?
It's from Barry White.
There you go. Hey, you like it.
I think
it.
You know it from Money Talks. Chris Tucker quoted those lines.
I am not that uncultured, okay? I know who Barry White is.
I know you know who Barry White is.
Listen. All right, before we jump into this, because it's late, and you know my husband got to get up early in the a.m., let me tell you all where you can find this podcast, and I apologize in advance if I
Angel
have to pull away.
Took up smoking.
No, I didn't. I've been
You're so sick.
I actually, 2 weeks ago, did not have a voice, so this thing is just running its course in me, but hopefully it'll be gone here in the next couple of days. But where you can find the podcast, Is This Going to Cause an Argument is the name of the podcast. You can find it on SoundCloud. You can find it on iTunes as well as Google Play. It's also on something called the Kaz app. I didn't realize that. There was a homie that I was hanging out with.
Oh, yeah, I put it on there.
Right. You can find it on all of those. And wherever you listen to it, please rate it. It helps us become more discoverable for newer listeners. And you can also comment on SoundCloud, and I'll be able to catch your comments there. Or you can watch the video of us taping this on my YouTube channel called That Chick Angel. We do this podcast every other Wednesday, so you can always come back and check us out. We have like 46 episodes so far. Can you believe that?
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
So we're not new to this. We're true to this. So make sure you check us out. You can catch me, Angel, on Facebook at That Chick Angel. You can catch me on Instagram, also That Chick Angel. Twitter, which is the only one that has not switched over, is at Angel the Actress. And as I said earlier, YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. And Marcus,
catch me on the playground, and catch me if you can.
I hope you're not on the playground. If you are, take them kids with you.
Yeah, I ain't got nobody.
All right, so we're going to jump into the topic of the day. Of course, my husband doesn't know because he didn't produce this episode.
I did,
but I figured I would talk about what everybody has been talking about lately, and that is
Wakanda.
Hey, yeah. Forever and ever and ever and ever.
Wakanda forever.
So the Marvel movie, Black Panther, which has just demolished so many records, just did above and beyond what I think they ever thought it would do in the box office, but hoped that it would do well. Marcus, did it live up to your expectation of the movie or what you hoped the movie would be? I'm trying to look up while you're answering this how much the movie has made thus far. But go ahead and answer that question. Did it live up to what
it's
you
like
were hoping?
Three or four. $100 million domestically. Yeah, it did. I was a little concerned. I voiced concerns about it early on.
Yeah, you did.
That it was going to be. And those parts still live true to my assumption.
Tell them what you thought.
So the same thing that Iron Man or Audi did with the whole Iron Man thing with Tony Stark's, the multi-billionaire, whatever he is in that movie, Audi did a revamp and started, you know, they got the Audi basically had a rebirth, so to speak, with those movies, and they were able to boost their sales from that. So Lexus pretty much did the same thing in Black Panther. And their commercials promoting the movie and the new, I think it was the, I don't know if it was the SC500 or the LS500, one of those two cars. Look, you told me to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. I'm in the car.
I just wanted you to tell them what you thought.
I'm going to tell them what I think.
Okay.
I'm giving them a little bit of background of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay. You just save your voice while I talk. Lexus was doing the same thing. So the commercials for Lexus involving Black Panther were corny as all. They still corny. I know you've seen these commercials, and the lines in the from the movie in the commercial is corny. It's like, so I kept seeing these commercials, and it was like two different commercials. I was like, God, this looks horrible.
You kept saying it's like, so corny. And you know, you could have told that story just by seeing the commercials.
Well, I wanted, like I said, it my way. You told me to tell the story. So
I'm just telling you, you took the long way around.
I did it my way.
Who quote that? Who sang that?
That was much more to this. I did it Frank Sinatra.
And come on,
back up off me. It's anyway, let me finish. Thank you, Rude. Anyway, so in the movie, I ain't gonna front, those parts were still extremely corny. It's like, but the movie was good enough to where it was a couple of like cheesy parts that I thought were cheesy, and but it was still like extremely good movie. Mm-hmm. Like I meant to go see it again last weekend. I ain't get a chance. I'm probably gonna go this weekend. See it one more again.
One more time for your mind.
It's gonna be downloaded somewhere in this house as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, as soon as it comes out legally. We talking about legal downloads.
Yeah, legal download.
Where we purchase it.
Google Play on the Samsung tablet.
I
powered by vibranium. No.
I definitely thought it was a great movie. I did. I thought I liked the storyline. I love, of course, love the acting because they were all just acting their butts off. I thought it was gorgeously shot. I really did. Like, if you remove all the storyline, if you remove the acting, it was still the prettiest of all the Marvel movies. And we've seen all of them. We've seen every single one since the Marvel.
I don't know. Thor did some pretty good stuff.
That's the only one that I think competes. And that's what I told somebody. I was like, but still,
Where is he from?
Who? Thor?
Thor. It don't even matter right now. We all about Wakanda, but we're white boys from Thor.
Visually,
that's a very, very beautiful movie too.
But visually, I think Black Panther surpassed it, in my opinion. And that's me removing my culture and everything. I just felt like creatively they went some places with it. I mean, because they used a lot of different references that already exist and then built off of that. So thought it was gorgeous. I still don't know if it's my favorite of all Marvel movies. I think once I see it again, I can decide.
Yeah.
And I know some people are like, what? But because we actually like Marvel, I'm able to be actually unbiased as far as in from being a Black woman. Obviously, I can relate to Black Panther.
Absolutely.
Way more than any other movies. But I don't watch these movies to relate to them. They're fantasy worlds to me. Yeah. So
Wakanda's not real. Right. In the Marvel aspect in that movie, Wakanda does not exist.
Right.
There is a Wakanda, Illinois, I think, but it's spelled differently.
Oh, but I know they still crunk. Yeah, if there's any Black people in there, I know they crunk.
Yeah, but I'm the same way. Like I can think of that movie and be unbiased, and it's not my favorite Marvel movie.
Yeah, I think it's in my top three, but I don't know if it's in the number one slot. I don't.
It's in the top, three or four. It's definitely in the top three or four. Yeah. Out of all them, and just what I'm thinking, because Marvel, they've been able to pull out some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, like I love the Avenger movies. Once they get multiple of the different characters intersecting in each other's world, it just gets funny to me and gets really dramatic and all this other stuff. So, but
like, some of the, I think they're gonna start to get, I don't know, they might start to get over the top. It's like, all right, come on, y'all.
It's a lot. It's they a got lot a lot of A-list right actors now that they throwing together that all gotta have a lot of screen
time.
Just
watched,
well, you Thor, watched it. I fell asleep.
Ragnarok.
Look it ends up. In R-O-K.
Ragnarok.
Nark?
Yes,
listen
look
to yourself.
It up.
Nark is N-A-R-K. It ends in R-O-K.
Ragnarok. There's an N in the... Look it up. Stop arguing.
Ragnarok.
Anyway.
There we go. That was right.
No, it's not. Anyway.
Now, if I look this up, y'all, and it's
fine.
Ragnarok.
You'll be right. I still won't care. Anyway.
Why you got to tell me that I'm wrong then if you don't care?
Look it up.
Okay, go ahead with your point.
For the ninth time, look it up.
Okay, I got my phone anyway, out. Look, you say what you gonna say.
They that movie had like a whole bunch of big A-list actors in it. There was like, what was it, Matt Damon?
Yeah, Matt Damon was in there. Ragnarok.
Okay, that ain't the last thing you said.
It was the thing I said the most.
Okay.
It's either sure. Ragnarok or Ragnarok, but it ends in R-O-K is what I said.
Okay.
Just, you know, sometimes you just got to prove them wrong.
Whatever.
You just have to. But back to Wakanda.
You're right once.
Okay, sir. Wakanda. Favorite part. You got a favorite part or favorite parts?
None, honestly, I can think of right off the top of my head, no.
I really like...
The fight scenes was good. Remember, we were sitting a little too close to the screen.
The fight scenes were great.
That would be better when I go see it again, because we were the front row. We were literally. And we bought them tickets like a month and a half ago. We were still in the front row.
I definitely... You know what? I think all the character development in this one was great. All the characters were so different from... The dude from the, I don't remember barely any of the characters' names. The one that had they wore the capes. The tribe that wore the capes that had the leader of that tribe. So different from T'Challa, who was so different from the leader of the mountain people.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Bassett and her regalness as a contrast to his sister Shuri. As a contrast to the warrior women. Like, I loved how developed and how different each character was. That's probably my favorite part. And then the villains were all...
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan, he was dope. He was almost to the point, he was so far removed from being in their world, but he was one of them. But he had born and raised in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And that showed. It was like he was definitely out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely out of place being in Wakanda, but it fit in perfect with his storyline and the backstories with everybody. And I love that part. I was like, he's a villain you love to hate. Like,
yeah,
he was bad, but being black, I was like, you damn right.
Well,
you damn right. I'm involved with Killmonger right now, but I don't know about. I don't know. Like, I can't. Do I disagree with
right.
you? Like,
that is what made
it great. I mean, sometimes he's friend. Like, I don't know if I'm going to roll with you. You know what? I'm going to be in the car. I'm going to go, but I'm not going to get out.
That is what I think made him so great to watch in the movie, and so great for to be a black person watching the movie, is that the villain was more relatable as far as in his plight, his life, than the hero. So it did give this whole torn between, because you understood where he was coming from.
Yeah.
And what's crazy,
it was like, it's y'all's fault that he feels that way. He had to go through all of that.
But what's crazy, because, you know, obviously, you gotta love black people. We do take it another step when we think about this movie, just like we took Color Purple another step, any movie that we love dearly. But one thing that I have said to many of my friends, I was like, this movie is relatable as it is. It's still a fantasy in my eyes, because there is no such thing as a Wakanda for African Americans.
Right.
We don't have a homeland. We don't have anything to claim. We can't go somewhere and be like, why did you not come get me? Ain't nowhere for us to go.
There's not.
Like, we can go back to the continent of Africa, but because now... We are such a mixture of so many African countries.
Yeah, which country do you go to?
Yeah, we've got a lot of...
It ain't like going to L.A. where it's like, oh, I might be in Encino, or maybe I'm from Oakland, who knows?
Right.
But yeah, it's not the same.
We're a huge mixture, and a lot of us have a lot of colonizer blood in us. So we don't have that place to go to even be mad. To go to. Does not.
You can't point your way to, you know what, y'all are the reason that y'all let them people come get us and take us over. See, I can't,
There's nothing. So it's still.
I got some possibilities.
Yeah, we both got a bunch of possibilities. They'll be like, girl, you better go on to that other, next one on your list. Get up out of here.
Yeah, Congo gonna be like, you better go over to Ghana. Ghana, you better head to Nigeria. We don't know you like it. All right. My bad.
But it speaks to, who was I talking to? And this might get a little too deep. But what I was talking about, I think to Denora, I said, it is crazy because it speaks to those black people that I know, older black people, who feel like integration was the downfall to a lot of success that could have happened to black people earlier on. Meaning that while, yes, separate but equal really wasn't a thing because it was not equal. There was something with us being in our own communities and being able to teach our own children that we could have benefited from.
Right.
And there's
a lot of people like our age that feel that way too. Like,
so there was something to like looking at that movie and seeing this culture that isolated itself, but by isolating itself became a, you know, a world power so many like centuries ahead of the rest of the world. And not to say that that would have happened per se via segregation. However, there's something about being
actually
able to
protect. Actually, it happened
once. You talking about Black Wall Street?
No.
What are you talking about?
Ancient history.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Yeah. What it was like, well, are you going to say
Egypt,
the whole thing?
Yeah,
okay.
No, well, if, I don't know if you was going to let me talk. Egypt, then like, the continent of Africa was called Ethiopia. But Egypt was like tens of thousands of years ahead of all other civilizations. That's where everybody was traveling to mm-hmm. get knowledge and get all these things and figure out how to talk to other cultures. And in turn, Egyptians and Africans and everybody else was traveling to other continents. That's history that's not very well put out there, but you know, Europeans weren't the first to start traveling the world. Everything was already discovered. They just started finding out for themselves and started to record the history. But that was already there. But back to what I was saying, it's like Egypt and all that was already looked on as a superpower of technology of that time.
Yeah.
That's why you got the, you know, the Great Pyramids, and no other structures around the world are that enormous of that size and that technologically advanced with the way it's built and structured and all that. But anyway, to say
so
that segregation happened there and they were able to advance on, not to say everybody else wasn't, but they did definitely advance.
So that speaks more to the testament of when you are in your own land and you protect your own land and do the stuff in your own land, where it's, I think, different when you are a transplant, an unwilling transplant, trying to recreate a culture for yourself.
Yeah. Just me being of African descent mostly, that just, to me, it speaks volume of my people, the fact that the road that we have had to take and where we are today.
Yeah.
It's like we're still nowhere near where we should be, like, civil-wise, you know, if everything was in a perfect world. However, we've been able to overcome a lot, and we've endured a lot, and look what we've been able to accomplish just in general as a people.
So, back to the movie. What did you think about when Killmonger, this is a spoiler alert, so if you haven't seen this, and I'll try to make sure I put that somewhere in the description, so if you all haven't seen it yet, I don't kill the ending.
Yeah, if you see the title and you ain't seen the movie, go see the movie, then watch it.
Right.
Or listen.
So Killmonger at the end, he said, excuse me, I apologize. He said, I'd rather die like my ancestors who jumped off slave ships in the ocean than to live in bondage.
Yeah, it's better to be free in death than live in bondage.
So what are your thoughts on that?
It's a strong statement.
Yeah, it's a strong statement, but what do you think about that personally for yourself?
I agree. If I knew what was to come, like, I would rather, if, I don't know if the people that escaped those slave ships were doing it because they would rather die than not know where they were going, or if they were just trying to escape. However, if I knew what I was headed to, I would definitely probably just sacrifice myself and say, no, ain't no way.
So what happens?
Or die fighting.
So what happens to hope?
Exactly. I didn't have a perfect plan. Like, my hope is like, no. You know, it's like, I know it's easy to sit here and say, like, oh, no, I would have died fighting. You know, but at the same time, it's like a statement like what he was saying is like, yeah, y'all can take me in, but I'm gonna be a prisoner moving forward because of everything I've done. And now that I've tasted freedom, I know what freedom is because I've been free. To put me in bondage, it's not worth it.
Well, I don't know if he really tastes freedom. I think he thought he was getting ready to taste freedom once he took over the world. I you know, while I thought it was definitely a powerful statement, it is definitely a statement that completely removes hope from the picture.
Yeah.
Which I think is where I separated from the Killmonger point of view of, Now, I'm not the most hopeful person when it comes to race relations and when it comes to, you know, what I believe people's real intentions are when it comes to equality.
Yeah.
However, but I have some hope in me, which keeps me from saying F it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I know you had to separate yourself earlier on in the movie when the love of his life was basically between him and his goals, and he was like, you ain't worth it.
Well, I didn't consider her the love of his life. She just thought, okay, this is a chick that he's banging that's also into this world. I knew that he, like, I was like, oh, when she was in between him and the other villain, I was like, oh, she gonna die. Like, she's yeah. not that important. She hasn't talked enough to be important. She hasn't been encouraging him to win this journey. So, no, I didn't separate him from that. I was just like, he's a man with a goal in mind, and she's not going to make it to see that goal at all. Mm-mm. But no, that's where I was just like, wow. I didn't even separate him from completely when I was like, okay, you about to blow up the world and put everybody as y'all slaves. Yeah. I hadn't even gotten to the point of like, that is definitely wrong.
But here's the thing is, once you, if you someone that consider themselves as failing their mission, mm-hmm. like from where he, everything he's done to get to where he's at.
That was a very like, soldier makes, standpoint.
Yeah, that's yes. like, that's like, this is, I came to do this and this is definitely not going to be accomplished now. And
so you go out like a soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I am not. I am not a soldier. I am, I am a mother and I am an artist. And we definitely do live in despair sometimes, but God dang it, there is always hope on the flip side. So that definitely did.
And like, well, his was definitely the end result of death, but to those slaves that, you know, sacrificed themselves, jumped out of the ship, they had, could have, a lot of them could have had hope. Like, we can swim.
Right.
I would rather take my chances of reaching some nearby land.
Right. No. Not everybody who jumped out of the thought of, yeah. I'm going to rather die. No. But I don't think that he had time to say that whole statement. I mean, I understand that not everybody did that.
I know that. I'm just saying.
I'm just being silly.
I know that.
I mean, why'd you say I know that? Listen, oh my gosh. just flow. Stop being.
Then flow.
I'm flowing. Favorite female character from the movie is whom for you?
I'm going to be completely biased. Because she had the smallest part, but Angela Bassett. But the women characters of the movie, I was telling Angela, I was reading this article, the latter ending days of the Black Panther Party when they started to split and go different paths, where you had the radicals and the ones that wanted to kind of stay true to the original movement. And it was saying that they saw the movie as a play on the title. It's like kind of like the Black Panther versus a Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
Which was deep, and it's the same, the movie went the same way, as you had the women that had to put their foot down and make sure that everything was getting done right. Like, it was like no peace. That was one of the things that went on with the Black Panthers, basically like, we your women and y'all ain't getting none of us if y'all don't calm down. Mm-hmm. Basically, but the women had to take charge on that because things started to get a little violent, and basically they had to take control. Same thing in the movie, like it took the women of his life to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was
all the time. Listen, Black Panther was getting his ass whooped throughout that entire movie. I was just like, Lord T'Challa, come on now. Everybody whooping up on you. Get it together. But my favorite female character was Shuri. She was
that character was made to be the favorite female character.
I mean,
like, that's what she was supposed to be. She was the,
I don't know. I think some people love
the warrior.
They
had strong, but Shuri, she was a revolutionary. She was she was going undercover as a captured slave to catch some other people.
That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the sister.
Oh, the sister. Oh, God.
Yes.
That's the one that I said had all the corny parts. She had all the corny parts.
Love.
Did you love her or their relationship?
Her.
Okay.
In their relationship, but I loved her.
She did great.
She was smart. She was intelligent. I mean, that's the same word. She was funny. She kind of clapped back at tradition, as well as was willing to fight. Like, if I had a daughter like that, do you understand? I would lose my ever loving mind. Like, she literally is the reason why Black Panther didn't die.
The reason he was able to do is pretty much all the stuff that he did do, because she created all the technology.
Yeah, she was the true hero.
Yeah. But she's one of the package of women that I was saying that is the reason that that civilization and that character, Black Panther, can do what he does.
Absolutely.
Because he has a strong woman.
The warriors force behind him. The warriors were there
fierce.
To
were
protect
so
him and to protect the land. But his sister is who made him a real force to be reckoned with. And I just loved what she represented. She represented this an option for the new age of girls coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't sell, even though she was cute, it had nothing to do with her being cute. Even though she was rich, it really didn't have anything to do with her being wealthy. It had to do with the fact that she was so creative. She had a mind that she just was willing
to. She was a genius.
Yeah. And then, like, at the end, the fact that she was going to be the one working with these boys in Oakland trying to take apart a goddamn going huffer ship. That part was so funny.
This guy, yeah, they trying to strip it down.
It was.
I wish they wrote the character better.
Why? What? I thought her character was written perfectly. What was wrong with it?
It played too much on the, like, every, like, the James Bond thing. He's got the person that makes everything.
Oh, it definitely,
you know,
was a
shout-out
to
that. It was
that.
Like, it wasn't even a shout-out. It just seemed like a copycat. I don't know. It was just, I saw a different avenue it could have went. They could have took that as, I don't know.
I mean, they have that type of character in Batman.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh. That's my point. It's like in every, like Alfred or whoever, like, what's the name? Morgan Freeman is that person in the newer Batman movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you got, the James Bond movie. Every movie they have that person that, okay, so this does this. If you push this button, it does this. I just wish they took it a different route.
So it's not
route.
The character. You just wish they would have established.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. That role, basically. Not the character, but that storyline of her creating all this stuff for him played into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was fine with it. I feel like sometimes you got to have some archetypes that make things look like the superheroes, the comic superheroes that they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was definitely my favorite. Not Lupita's character, but the little sister character.
I like their relationship. Well, all the relationships was good.
Yeah. But. I mean, it was nice seeing Lupita and Chad together. I love the fact that they made this beautiful, melanated, dark-skinned woman the love interest in this. It was just,
they had,
like,
no choice.
Well, no, they do.
Everybody was dark.
They do have a choice.
And it would have been hell rained upon them.
The king of Scotland. They tried to bake Kerry Washington
in Black Panther,
to death.
Huh? In Black Panther, it would have been, hell would have rained upon that whole thing if they tried to bring in some Paula Patton and paint her dark.
I didn't think they would do a Paula Patton. But even someone, this is my complexion. I love the fact that she was so much darker than me. She was just a very melanated woman. I just don't feel like they allow women who are darker and complected to be in that position enough times.
As the pretty.
As just the
beauty
cute.
Of the,
the one that we love and we want to get with the lead guy. So it was great. So I want to know what your favorite part was in the movie, as well as who your favorite character was, in the comment section of either SoundCloud, or you can leave it on the YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, if you're watching the video there. So we're going to wrap it up right now, because honey gotta go to bed. I got some other work to do and I'm sick, y'all. So please come back the Wednesday after next, all right? If you like family vlogs, we vlog on Monday and Friday, and then on Wednesdays when the podcast isn't up, I do a lifestyle video, and I got shows on Facebook too, and I got content on Instagram. Watch my petty prayer on the Black Panther. It's hilarious. You can catch it either on Instagram or Facebook. So you guys, we're gonna get out of your hair. We hope you all have a blessed week, and we glad that we got to spend this Black History Month with y'all.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
All right, be blessed.